8:01 a.m. We'll get there.
Okay. Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 19 December 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stick around for our net.
And just to be identified, we like to have the folks check us in here, so do join us.
Okay, sorry folks, I'm busy trying to catch up on the dashboard here, all the call signs there. I was out of the room, and when I got back in here, it was 0001 already, and I don't know what happened to the time there. So, all right, let me get back to the script here. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. And my SDF username is JWH. And those are the key points of information that we like to ask everyone who checks in. So, this net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, DE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs, and it is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week's question relates to... I was trying to come up with a really short description of it. The closest thing I can come to is remote station operation, but it covers a lot of territory there. It might be that maybe you have a shack in a back bedroom, but you want to be able to sit in the living room watching TV and talk to people on the ham radio at the same time. So that's one form of remote operation. Another form of remote operation is some guy might have a really nice station somewhere with a big antenna farm and tall towers, and he can make his station available for rent, perhaps, to other hams who come in over the internet and can, you know, tune the transmitter, change the frequency, change the mode, do everything that they could do if they were in front of the transceiver from a distance. So, have you ever done this yourself? Are you thinking about doing it? Are you lusting after it? That's kind of the topic this week. All things to do with remote station operation. Let me let the Echolink reset so I don't get timed out. Sorry, I'm still trying to catch up with the dashboard here. I think I'm almost there. I do see a few call signs that I don't recognize. Oh, wait a minute. No, yeah, I recognize that one there. Yeah, I think everybody I see here has been here before. So I don't think I need to... I don't think I need to explain how we do this, but very quickly I'll say that when I'm going to run down the list of call signs that I see. These call signs are already on my list, so you do not have to do anything. If you're here and you want to be a check-in and you do not hear your call sign when I go down the list, then you need to pipe up, and I will add your call sign to my list. And when all of that is done, I'll go down my list and everyone will get a chance to speak. So let me run down the list here. I've got KE5TFY, KB0ROT, KC3LYZ, KF5HGU, VK3HJQ, KO4YLD, VK6BQQ, VE6UX, and KD9NDJ. And I do not see any conferences linked with us, so I think it's just us chickens today. That could change, though, and we will address that if it arises. So, First on my list, then, is KE5TFY. Okay, Aaron apparently is away from the keyboard, so he could not reply. Next on my list is KB0ROT.
This is KB0ROT. We are here and listening.
Okay, would you like to share your handle and QTH, and if you have one, your SDF username?
Okay, name here is Ken Kilo Echo November. I am located here in South Dakota.
Okay, thank you, Ken. I think you've been here before, so let me welcome you back. Always good to have returnees, I guess I should say there. So anyway, next on my list here is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob, in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. Yeah, that's definitely an area I want to look into with the remote ham operation. I have my computers downstairs and my radios upstairs to keep some of the interference down, and so eventually I want to set it up so I can do remote from down where my computers are. And also I've looked into a couple of websites for remote hams and other things to broadcast from other areas, but a lot of them seem to be need to be a member of a club, or some are pretty expensive, so I'm not sure yet about that, but hopefully I'll find one in the area that'll work. It'd be good if some of the clubs had more of those. That's in it.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Yeah, that was another aspect of it. Clubs, you know, a lot of clubs have a nice clubhouse and a club station, and you have to travel to the club station in order to use it. But if they can make it available remotely over the internet, that's a cool thing. All right, thank you. Next on my list here is let me see if my eyes are deceiving here. I think it's Kilo Foxtrot 5 Hotel Golf Uniform.
I'm sorry. Yes, sir. That was correct. My name is Bob. I'm in Mesquite, Texas. That's a suburb of Dallas. So I guess in north central Texas. The call sign's Kilo Foxtrot 5 Hotel Golf Uniform. I've been on TechLink, I guess, since Michael set it up and started it off. I haven't been in on your net or on the SPF system until last week. I heard about it, ran into it last week when I was trying to make contact with Reg. In answer to your question, I think a lot of the local stuff might also be termed using your radio as a crossband repeater, whereby you use a radio, a base station, and then maybe you're on a handy-talkie. Your radio is in the mobile out in the parking lot, and you're on the handy-talkie inside the building. That would be one thing. And then also, let me unkey just a minute. I have taken advantage of, in years past, HandyHam, which is an organization for visually impaired amateur radio operators, maintains a remote base, whereby someone that's visually impaired and has difficulty putting up antennas or doing anything like that can, with a proper license, can access their remote base and use it on an HF frequency. I've done that, haven't done it in a long time. I have done it in the past, got a couple of QSL cards off of it, and it is a very interesting and fun service. KF5HGU, back to you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And that was an interesting additional aspect there about the handy hams using remote radio control, remote base there. Thank you for that information. Next on my list is VK3HJQ. Okay, I think perhaps John is busy. We'll come back to him. How about KO4LYD?
Oh, okay, this is KO4LYD. My name is Kifan, and I'm right now in South Alabama, Auburn. So my SDF login name is LDBears. And to answer the question, no, I haven't done any kind of remote control of radio station yet, but I'm planning to install one at my apartment and do the control on my phone. And that's it. Pass back to net control.
Okay, yeah, well, yes, I think my impression is that there are a lot of people who are interested in doing it, and there's kind of a learning curve involved. And as more and more people try it and succeed, then it will become much more common. So, all right, thank you, Kifan. I hope that I got that right there. Next on my list is VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ VK6BQQ. Yeah, all interesting, and I'm sure Michael is out here, so he's got a handle on what's going on. So we'll carry on and see what happens. Thank you. AB9FJ with the group, VK6BQQ.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Good to hear you on here. Next is, Victor Echo 6 Uniform X-Ray. Go ahead.
AB9FJ, VE6UX, where it's really cold here. In Calgary, Alberta, username is Tabalaya, and that's usually my name across most of the things that I do. Minus 24 degrees Celsius with a wind chill of minus 34 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit. That would be minus 11 with a wind chill of minus 29 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's a bit cold. We had some snow last night. It's blowing around trying to do its thing. All the roads are being covered in pickle juice. I don't know what they do where you guys are, but they put liquid salt or something on our roads, which tends to stay liquid down to about minus 35 degrees or so. It's kind of disenchanting to drive down the road at minus 24 and see them just wet. I'm going to reset. In answer to the question, outside of my handheld, every radio I own is SDR, and every one of them are remote capable. I also have systems to get into D-Star and DMR and all the other digital systems with my UHF handy D-Star handy talkie. So. My Elinco DMR radio, and they will go into there as well. I have a few dongles and other things that I use, and of course Echolink is remote. You can connect to just about anything and talk out over it as well. Currently though, I have no radios where I'm at. I'm Echolink bound. Everything's in storage in British Columbia, and hopefully I can get back there and start hauling the stuff out here and not paying for space that I'm not really dancing around in. This is Victor Echo 7 Uniform X-Ray. Back to AB9 FJ and the rest of the net. Good evening, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Michael, and I think you meant Victor Echo 6. You said Victor Echo 7, so adjusting to the new call sign, that's not a problem. Let's see here. Let's go back and see if KE5TFY is back with us. I guess not. How about the VK3HJQ? Actually, now that I look at the dashboard, I think HJQ has disconnected. All right. I think I've covered everybody, so we're open now for rechecks. If you want to add something to what you said before, or maybe you have something totally new to talk about, it doesn't have to be on the topic du jour. Anything that's on your mind is fair game for our net.
KC3LYZ on a recheck.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, I wanted to find out more about the Handy Ham thing. It sounds pretty good because I'm visually impaired and... if there's a good way to get to a remote transmitter. I'm not sure where their main site is located. I know sometimes I join their nets every so often. And also another way I do a remote without HF is like through phone apps where I can connect to D-Star or DMR. I'm using one right now because I accidentally left my radio at a restaurant yesterday, and luckily one of the club guys got it for me, so he's going to mail it to me, but... yeah, so I'm using repeater phone now.
Okay, well, I think that was KF9HGU, Bob, who mentioned handycams. So let me see if he's still connected. Bob, would you like to reply to the other Bob?
Yes, sir. I'll try to give him whatever information I can. It's been a number of years since I've used the system, and I'm making an assumption, and that can be dangerous sometimes, that it is still operational. But Handycam, the organization, has maintained in the past a remote transmitter. To use it, you have to be licensed in that particular frequency, or you would have to have at least like a general license, at least a general to be on the HF frequency bands versus a technician license. Let me unpeat this minute. You would have to contact the Handycam organization, and unfortunately I do not have the contact information in front of me, but it shouldn't be difficult to find. It is a large organization Minneapolis, I think it is, somewhere in that neighborhood. But you contact them, you have to be registered on it, and then they will give you log-on information for the service, if it is still available, and then allow you to transmit, and you would be using that whenever the radio would be accessible. Go ahead. If you have any other questions, please go ahead. K5 HTU.
Okay. Let me allow LYZ and HGU to go back and forth there. And when you guys are done, pass it back to me.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. I'll check into that on their website. I think, remember, them also having a summer camp that you could transmit to. You know, I might want to look into that as well.
They used to, yes. They had a summer camp that drew them quite a bit of attention. They do have a Handycam conference server on, and on Wednesday night they do have a, this is a local thing, I'll just give you this information, they have a Wednesday night trivia net that has been going on for a number of years and run by a blind net control. What time is it? 7 o'clock Wednesday night? No, 8 o'clock Wednesday night. Don't hold me to that. But that's on the Handycam conference server. K5HT, back to you, sir.
Okay, I'm assuming both of you are done there. And let me acknowledge that VK2DY has popped up on the dashboard here. So I'll be calling upon him shortly. But let me see, are there any other rechecks up to this point from what we've been talking about?
Kilo Echo 5, Tango Foxtrot Yankee.
Okay, I was just about to give you a call. Go ahead, KE5, Tango Foxtrot Yankee. I'm not sure if you've been listening, but the topic this week is remote station operation. So if you need some explanation of what that means, come back and I'll give it to you. But that's all we've been talking about.
That's awesome. I'm actually traveling to Texas here in a couple of days, and I'm going to be taking my, I have essentially an SDR, and I'm going to go try to test some repeaters out there and see who I can reach, taking my laptop and things like that. So that's a good topic. I like it.
Okay. If you missed most of the net, you can go back to the archives and listen to the recording and pick up a few of the bits of info that have transpired so far. Okay, and welcome to the net here. I've communicated with you by email, and so I think you know already that we do this every week at the same time. So you're always welcome to come back in the future. So let me try one more time here. VK3HJQ, no, he's not in the dashboard there, so I don't think John is listening to us. So so now, VK2DY, I hope I gave you enough description of what the topic is this week, but now it's your turn.
Yes, what is it? Still morning, 11:25 a.m. here, Monday morning. Robert Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee in, we'll give the tagline, Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. Overcast and cool today. We're finally going to get some seasonable temperatures starting on Wednesday, and by Christmas Day we should be in the 30s Celsius. So definitely going to have some Christmassy weather here. Anyway, other than that, remote access. You know, I don't do I don't do a whole lot of HF anymore, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess. I don't know which. But I used to play with an app called Remote Hams, and I used to have access to a transmitter in Sydney, which has since gone off Remote Hams. But I do not have my system set up on Remote Hams, so I don't have a whole lot to talk about, I guess. It's nice to be able to do HF from a mobile phone. I think that's a fun thing to do. I've done that a couple of times. But again, I don't currently have access to anything remotely. So that's my answer. BK2DY, back to Ned.
Okay, thank you, Robert. I might not have made it clear when I was giving the description. I think most of what we have been talking about so far is for an individual ham to access his own station from away from the actual site of the transceiver and antenna and so forth. But I think a development that has been growing over the last couple of decades is where a ham with a good station in a good location with a good antenna set up and so forth would rent his station to, it's kind of like a B&B or an Airbnb where for, you know, financial remuneration, you can use remote ham software and the internet to work, you know, ham radio from somebody else's station. You might be in an apartment in a city where, you know, you couldn't do HF very well, but this way would allow you to have sort of the best of both worlds there. So I don't think anybody has mentioned that as something that they have tried or want to try, but that was one of the things that I wanted to include in the topic. So, let's see, has anyone joined us here? I do not see any new call signs on the dashboard, so I'm ready to take rechecks or anyone who wants to add to what they have said before. This is AB9FJ with the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Okay, nothing heard, so I think that means that it's getting close to time to wrap up this net and call it a day here. So, let's see, where am I here? I'll make one more call for new check-ins or rechecks. Please call now.
Yeah, recheck V6UX.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I had to clear my throat there while you're making calls. Just in case somebody didn't note, I wrote the handyham.org address in the chat window. That's where you would go to either join them or find the remote servers. And all the handyham remotes, there used to be three, there may be more, are in Minnesota. That would be V6UX.
Okay. Yes. Thanks. I meant to mention that that you put the URL handyham.org into the chat there for the Bob who couldn't remember it, but I and the other Bob that he was talking to. Ah, so many Bobs here. So thank you for that, Michael. Do we have any other rechecks before I wrap up the net? Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0032. Zulu, if you would like to continue the conversation, well, I don't think that, well, the gateway hasn't been working, but the DMR talk group, I think, should still be working. So if you want to go to talk group number 31650, find somebody there, that's great. Otherwise, there are some of us who hang out in comm in the Anon radio room. Boom. So I guess there's that. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73 for now.